Traveling downstream past the city of Wichita Falls, we enter Montague County at the site of Red River Station and the town of Spanish Fort. In 1867, it was near this marker that cowboys herded thousands of cattle across the Red River on the historic Chisholm Trail. For drives heading north, Red River Station was their last chance for supplies before reaching Abilene, Kansas. When the river was up, some cattle drives would camp here for several days, waiting for the water to subside. Less patient drivers usually lost cattle, and sometimes their own life, to the swift current.
I know some friends that went bankrupt with Red River. The river, it's changed channels, and sometimes it would be a quarter of a mile or 3/8. And it has got lots of farming land. And of course, I like the Red River because I fish in it all the time. But Red River it's had a great impact. It's some of the most fertile land in Texas is along the Red River.
The town of Spanish Fort was so named in 1854 when pioneers thought they found ruins of a Spanish presidio here. But it was actually the site of a Tavoyan Indian village. The Tavoyas were industrious people. Living in grass huts, they farmed in fenced areas and stored their crops. But their village on the Red River made history in 1759. With the aid of French guns and ammunition, the Tavoyas defeated a Spanish army column sent to seek revenge for an Indian raid on the San Saba mission. Some say this very battle stopped the Spaniards' northern migration. Continuing down the Red,